VPR's series Gunshots is examining gun deaths in Vermont. The majority of those deaths are suicides. And in recent years, Vermont has had a higher suicide rate than the national average. Joellen Torello is the executive director of the Center for Health and Learning and director of the Vermont Suicide Prevention Center. The center is a public-private partnership which addresses suicide in Vermont. She says suicide is a public health problem.
And the more we stay focused on it as a public health problem, the more we can all collectively take action, understand it better, increase our awareness.
I spoke with Torello to learn how to talk to people about suicide and what strategies people can use to bring the issue up to those they might be concerned about. I began by asking, what are some risk factors associated with suicide?
The three most predisposing risk factors are a feeling of hopelessness that pervades over time, a feeling of isolation that I'm in this alone, and the third is a feeling of burdensomeness that whatever is going on in their life is a burden to others. And these are all perceptions that a person has when things are going awry in the brain chemistry and in the way that they're thinking. And particularly as we get older, we start to, and very often these things happen, I don't want to make the presumption they don't happen to children and young people as well. But as you increase in age, you start to have more and more things happen to you in your environment around you, which tax your mental health. And it becomes even more important that there be a focus in the way we take care of ourselves and each other in home, in family, and in community to help us develop the ability to manage the extreme challenges that we're under, and often which come from very complex and mixed emotions. And being able to talk about that is difficult, but the more you do it, the easier it becomes.
That may be an answer to my next question, at least in part. I'm wondering then, someone hearing this who may have concerns about a loved one or a friend, what should they do if they feel like, okay, I've seen enough signs here that I'm really worried? What steps should they take?
It's important to tell the person that you're concerned and that you want to help. This is where I might take a moment to just talk about the difference between sympathy and empathy. It's very important that when somebody is feeling isolated and alone, that they be buoyed by a sense of connection. When we express sympathy, I feel so sorry this is happening to you. Those things often are not very helpful because they tend to make a person feel that they are indeed in this alone and that we are relating to them as a very separate entity. Empathy, on the other hand, is the expression that I'm with you here. And so expressing empathy for a person and what they're going through is important.
I can see how that empathy could lead to hope, too, which is what you're talking about.
Exactly. You know, we, in the early stages of our work, did a tremendous amount of research on the underlying risk factors and then protective factors for suicide across all age groups. And underlying every protective factor is the theme of connection.
Starting the conversation about, you know, bringing up concerns over someone that you think may be thinking about taking their own life. I mean, how do you start that conversation? What should you be asking someone?
Right. So the first thing you do is you show you care by saying that you are concerned and that you want to help, that you're there with them. But you need to ask the question, are you thinking of hurting yourself? And are you thinking about suicide? It will not increase a person's suicidal thoughts. The chance to talk often comes as a relief. And then the next set, if they say, yeah, I am, yes, I am, and then you say, well, I am very concerned, and I want to ask you a few more questions. You know, have you decided how you would kill yourself? And If somebody says, yes, I've thought about that, then that is a higher level of alert, because then you know that that person is entering into a place where they have a plan. So those are all questions that help you distill and discern to what extent this person is at risk. At that point, you really want to get help immediately. You want to call 911 if it's an immediate crisis. If the person is stable enough and is saying that they're happy that, you know, they will stay with you, they're not going to say they're happy you're there, but they will say that they're willing to work with you on finding some help. You're going to work with them on finding a trusted professional, perhaps getting another friend or family member if you need to pass this off, to connect the person to, and most importantly, to not leave them alone until another trusted person who can take this to the next step is in sight and present. So basically, all thoughts of suicide must be taken seriously, and a person needs to be directly connected to the sources of help we talked about earlier.
Joellen Torello is the director of Vermont Suicide Prevention Center. I want to thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for focusing attention on this, Mitch. We appreciate it.
And for more information and resources about suicide prevention, go to vtspc.org. You can also find some links on our website at vpr.net.